Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Vince Lombardi. The 26th annual Brand Key Sports Fan Loyalty Index allows professional sports team marketers to identify key drivers of fan loyalty. It does that by identifying emotional aspects surrounding the league or a team that require strategic brand coaching. Brand Keys assesses all of the teams in all the leagues, interviewing 250 self-classified fans from each of the team's immediate metropolitan catchment areas. As of February 2018, according to the fans, league standings were found to be as follows. 1. Major League Baseball. 2. National Basketball Association and National Football League, with a slight edge to the NBA. 3. National Hockey League. Fan loyalty rankings correlate very highly with broadcast viewership and licensed merchandise purchase, and to a lesser degree, ticket revenues. The drivers of league and team loyalty include pure entertainment, essentially the win-loss ratio combined with exciting play. Authenticity, how well they play as a team. Sometimes a new arena, new logos, or a new coach or manager fuels this loyalty driver. Fan bonding. Are there players who are particularly respected and admired? If you have to think about who that might be on your team's fan bonding is likely to be low. And yes, we know that all these players are supposed to be the best of the best, but the roster of players fans really bond with on individual teams is relatively small. History and tradition. The degree to which the game and the team becomes part of fan and community rituals, institutions, and beliefs. This is the strongest driver when it comes to fan loyalty in any major league sport. Overall league and team rankings, no matter which league, correlate with viewership and merchandise and ticket sales, usually in the 0.72 to 0.85 range. And since rankings can be influenced by how loyalty drivers are managed, it's critical that team marketers act as strategically with the brand as the coaches and managers do with the players.
What happened? Consumers said, "Take me out to the ball game," or at the very least tuned in. Major League Baseball continued to rank incredibly strong in the television ecosphere, up 3% from last year's high. Pay TV did even better. Baseball ranked number one in cable prime on the regional sports networks in every U.S. market, with the exception of Miami. The National Football League's flagging TV ratings over the past 2 years haven't just been a business concern for the league and networks. They've also been a hot-button political issue. For the 2018 season, viewership numbers have stabilized, up around 2%. The fact that the Supreme Court struck down a federal ban on sports gambling in May didn't hurt either. National Basketball Association viewership rebounded from last season and was up 8%. All four NBA broadcasters, ABC, ESPN, NBA TV, and TNT, posted increases, with TNT up 13%. National Hockey League regular season games were down 12% from last year. It was the lowest average since 2010. We saw similar ratings when we looked at the individual teams in each league. So not just luck or guesswork, validated metrics. The beloved baseball player Lou Gehrig called himself the luckiest man on the face of the earth, which was nice. At Brand Keys, we're great believers in luck, too. We find the harder teams and leagues work at engaging their fans, the luckier they seem to get.